Work in California, 1874. 1874. I dreamed while in California that several of the brethren were in council considering the best plan of labor this season. Brethren Loughborough and Canwright thought that the best success would follow if they entered small places and passed by the large cities. They reasoned that in the large cities, the congregation is changing, making it impossible to get the same hearers. Therefore, much of the object in giving a connected chain of truth in lectures was nearly lost. Again, they reasoned, it was difficult to build up a church in a large city because the population was ever-changing. My husband acknowledged all these drawbacks, and yet he sought to impress upon the brethren the positive necessity of broader plans and more extended efforts in accordance with the important message we bear. Brother Canwright related his experience in labor, showing that he had better success in small places. A young man was in our midst, listening with deep interest, whom I have frequently seen in my dreams, and who has given counsel as one whose judgment was not to be questioned. He spoke with deliberation and calm confidence. He said to Elder Canwright, "Times and hearts are changed. In these large places where efforts have been made, there has not been all that Christ-like simplicity in the men bearing the message. God loved these workmen too well to give them special success in these popular places, for it would endanger their future usefulness. The angels of God are moving upon hearts. They are actively engaged in clearing the way that the truth may be brought before the people. The end of all things is at hand. Satan is availing himself of every means to thwart the purposes of God and to make the truth of God of none effect. While Satan is pouring in his darkness, angels of God are diligently at work, forcing back the gross darkness, that there may be a place for the truth. If the ministers of God will move forward in humble faith, relying fully upon God to work with their efforts, they will not pray in vain. Angels are waiting, ready to help, longing to help with our efforts. The message of solemn warning must be given to all nations, tongues, and people. The message will convict and convert the hearers or condemn them. All will be left without excuse. In the teaching of Christ, he placed himself in the great thoroughfares where there was the stream of travel from all parts of the world. He was to sow broadcast the gospel seed. He illustrated the great truths he preached by the sower casting his seed upon all kinds of soil. Some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up. When the sun was up, it was scorched and withered away. Some fell among thorns and yielded no fruit. Other fell on good ground and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Just so will be the experience of every gospel laborer.